Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned into the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys?
It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name is Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota. Thank you for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Vaughn Sligowski. I'm originally from Saskatchewan. I've been here in Fort Mac for a long time, since 1990. And I got a family, two kids I'm very proud of, proud of my wife. She grew up here. I've been with her for 20 years, and we've been married for, we got married in 06, so that would be 14 years, I think.
Oh, look at you in math. I can't figure it out.
You've been if we go over this, it's probably done incorrectly.
But that's right.
Yeah, and so I've been here since 1990, and I love this place.
Nice, great man. Town. Yeah. And now, we met here at Thickwood Barbershop a few weeks ago, maybe even a month ago now. So How long have you been coming into the barbershop for?
Ali, how long have I been coming here? Since he opened, 13 years.
Wow.
The first time I came here, he was by himself.
Yeah.
And I come in and been coming back ever since.
So how did you hear about this first off?
You know what? I was just in the neighborhood and I saw a new barbershop. At that time, I used to kind of go everywhere for whatever reason.
That's right.
And I checked this place, and I came in here and I
never looked back.
No.
Yeah. That was kind of like mine. I was going everywhere around town. I had like really long hair at the time.
Yeah, and you've had a few different looks.
Oh, yeah. Me and Al even had a lot of fun with my hair and my beard and stuff. And I had a buddy, and I was just like, man, you got sick hair. Who cuts your hair? He's like, oh, you don't know about Ali and Thickwood Barbershop. I'm just like, no, I don't know about Ali. And he's like, just go into Thickwood Barbershop, ask for Ali, and then you'll never look back.
Yeah.
And that was it.
And it's growing, and he's got so many guys. And, everybody I send here, they always come back happy.
Yeah.
So it's a good place.
You came from Saskatchewan. What was the pull for you here? Was it something you studied in school? You knew about the oil sands?
Not exactly. Man, I lived in Saskatoon, and I was doing any kind of job to stay there because I liked Saskatoon. I didn't want to come here.
Yeah.
And I had a few friends that were working up here, and basically they got me a job here.
Right.
So I came up. I had a job before I got here.
Right.
And I started in April of 90, working for a contractor on Syncrude base site.
Right.
It was the only one that was there.
Yeah.
And I just worked for contractors, and in 2000 I got hired by Suncor.
Okay.
So I've been with Suncor ever since.
Yeah.
And started a family. My boys are 11 and 14.
Okay.
So they're the pride of my life, and sometimes they're kids, right?
Yeah.
So they test you.
Yeah, they do.
They've got a great mother. I mean, I met her. She grew up in this town.
Yeah, you were telling me that.
And she's just been, she holds everything together.
Yeah, no doubt.
So,
no doubt.
But so it's been good. We like it here. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So today's the last day of school for the boys. Well, for one of them, anyways. For the
So the oldest one wrote his last test yesterday, and the youngest one had a last day today.
Yeah.
So last night he wasn't going to go. Today he said he wanted to go.
Yeah.
Or when he got up. Then he got up to go, and then he flipped the coin.
Yeah.
And he ended up staying home.
Okay.
So they're both done.
Yeah, nice.
So, yeah.
It's one of those things, like this whole week, like it's my little guy's last day of school, so they've been like going to church, doing the swimming, going to Heritage Park. Like it's a fun last week you know?
Yeah, oh yeah.
But like, it's an emotional thing in regards to like, you don't want to go, you want to go, like, you're sad to leave your friends, but hey, it's summer coming up. Like, yeah. There's a whole bunch of things going, you know?
Yeah. And it's so different, the two kids, like the 14-year-old, you know, they just write their test and they leave. And, you know, well, they're different in every aspect.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he wanted to go, the youngest wanted to go today because the grade sixes walk out on the red carpet because they're on their way to high school.
Yeah, 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 the graduation.
So he wanted to see that, but
I
guess he changed his mind. He'll be doing that next year.
Oh, so he's in grade 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fun. My little guy is in grade 3 growing into grade 4 now.
Oh, yeah.
So
they're,
It's awesome. But like you said, they test you sometimes.
Well, and it, well, it's funny too because like the 14-year-old, we've seen all of these things. And so now the 11-year-old, he's going to start to go through.
Yeah.
And it's a lot more challenging when they're getting to this age, like the 14-year-old. And the last year, he's changed so much, like mature-wise, and, you know, he's turning into a young man.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
And so the 11-year-old, you know, you start noticing things you kind of forgot. And you're like, oh, remember that, remember that.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm sure everybody does their best, and they're pretty good kids.
That's awesome.
So
what do you guys got planned for the summer?
Well, I just got off my last night shift yesterday morning.
Okay.
And I don't go back to work till August 9. So I got a good summer happening.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have to go to a funeral next week.
That's unfortunate.
So that's, and then after that, I have two sets off, and we go to BC. My father-in-law, Dan, he lives in Vernon.
Okay.
And Okanagan is just, I mean.
Nice.
I want to live there someday, but I don't know if I'll be able to afford
it. Yeah, that's right. You better
get that OT in. Yeah, exactly. So we go for a couple of weeks. Peyton, my oldest boy, he does like hockey camps and stuff.
Okay.
And we have a boat and we go out on the lakes. And,
nice.
I mean, it's just so nice there. So.
Yeah. So that's your whole summer's going to be out there then?
No, we'll go there for roughly 2 weeks.
Yeah.
My mom lives in Saskatoon.
Okay.
So we'll come back. My wife will have to work.
Yeah.
And I'll take the boys to Saskatoon for about a week.
Okay.
Then we'll come back. And I think I still have a few days off and they start all the hockey camps for competitive hockey, and that gets going in August.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems like it's going year-round, really.
That's right,
So, yeah, so we'll come back to do that. And then August 19th, I think it is, we go back to Saskatoon for a wedding.
Okay.
But it'll just be a quick trip. And
are you driving or flying to all these? Like, you for Vernon, you got to be driving.
Yeah, and Saskatoon's only about 8 or 9 hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's a lot of driving.
What kind of vehicle are you driving with all these people?
Well, I've got a Sequoia, Toyota Sequoia.
Nice.
And it pulls a boat, so.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's in the hard going, you're filling up like every 2.5 to 3 hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it gets the job done.
That's right. What year?
But a Sequoia is a 19.
1919? Or 2019?
Yeah. Oh, it's a 1919 Sequoia.
1919, yeah. That's a beautiful vehicle you have.
They are, and you know what? We had a 2010. Did you say that Toyota?
Yeah, Norrell. Big shout out to Keith and Nimmer.
So Keith sold us the 2010 Sequoia.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a 2016 Highlander that Keith sold us.
Yeah.
But I got a really good deal on this 2019.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I didn't shop around for a different brand. Yeah. I shopped around. But they're great there. You know. They called me and said, hey, you got all this warranty? And I'm thinking, I didn't even buy it from them. But they're like, no, listen, if you don't use this, you're going to lose it.
Yeah.
So they're great. Keith's great. It's a good place.
Well, that's
so
awesome, man.
Yeah.
So with your kids playing all this hockey, is that something you were into when you were a kid?
Yeah. He was probably better than I was at my best when he was 12.
Yeah.
But I did go out on the ice and shoot the pucks around. And so, yeah, the oldest boy is pretty competitive, and he plays in, they call it elite hockey. There's like double A and single A.
That's right.
And he's played in single A the last couple of years. So,
yeah.
Yeah, he loves it. He'd play every day if he could.
Yeah, no
doubt. Right now in town, Max McCoy, who just finished playing with the Barons.
We interviewed Max a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so he put on the on season, it's called.
Okay.
And so it's 4-on-4.
Yeah.
But he he's doing like half ice.
Right.
So everybody's like, but it was a great idea because 3-on-3 or 4-on-4 on a full ice, it's just wide open.
That's right.
And don't get me wrong, this is wide open, but they're having to learn to stick handle in traffic.
Yeah.
And
yeah, finesse.
So yeah, it's been good. Every night Peyton has played, he's had a great time. And
that's awesome, man.
So yeah, it's cool. Been a lot of fun.
Well, listen, we're going to throw to a quick ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. Thank you, Carrie. We really do appreciate that. Tanner gave me a flash, so we are getting close to out of time, but I'm enjoying this conversation, so we're not going to cut it short.
Okay.
So at site, what do you do?
I'm a shovel operator.
Okay.
You got to go?
No. I had to put my knee down because Tanner told me, don't put your knee up. I'll be blocking that camera. You're a shovel operator. Is that so? Is that something like when you came out here, I have to assume like you didn't go to school to be a shovel operator. You started with some or other form of trade and then just transitioned into that.
I'll tell you how I was thought of before I came up here.
Yeah.
My friend said I looked funny driving a pickup truck.
Okay.
So the last place anyone thought I would be is here, but you're looking for work and it worked out just great.
Yeah.
And when I got hired, they expanded really fast.
Right.
Like now, if you get hired, you're on a truck for a few years or whatever.
That's right.
And, I think 4.5 years or 5, I was on a shovel.
Okay.
And I still switch back and forth, but I'm on there. And so, I mean, it's been great. You know, everybody complains every now and then, but we've got a good job. It's been secure through all this, all the ups and downs. And So,
And you're at Suncor Base Plant, you said.
I started, when I started working in Fort Mac, I was at Syncrude Base Plant.
Okay.
Because there's Aurora now. Back then, there was only the one site, right?
So,
at Suncor, it's expanded so much since I started.
Oh, no, definitely. And you were here back, like, you've seen a lot of the growth of Fort McMurray as well over the years.
So I was here in 90.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy. You kind of, you almost forget what it used to look like.
That's right. Completely.
You know, we'd like to be living in the Okanagan, but I was here for probably about 10 years. And I did a contractor job, so the shift was crazy. Working all the time. You'd get on days off. Would you find another job? No, you would mope around.
Yeah.
And then after a while, I just decided how I started to dislike the town because I wasn't doing anything.
That's right.
And so, then I started trying to get on with Suncor.
Yeah.
And I got on with Klemke for a while, and I got a job with Suncor, and I mean, I don't plan on leaving until I retire.
That's awesome.
It's a good town and good opportunity. Our kids get to do whatever they want.
That's awesome.
So, you know, everybody's going to complain.
Yeah.
But,
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we've went over, so now we're going to cut it off. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
To anybody?
Anybody, anything. Oh, whoa, before you do your shameless shout out, it looks like we're bringing something in. There we go. So, we heard it was your birthday here. So, Ali and the boys at Thicker Barbershop brought you a cake to say happy birthday.
What a great place this place is.
Yeah, so happy birthday, my man.
Thank you very much.
I'm not going to ask you about your wishes because we got no candles. But
I guess they ran out when they started buying them.
We got some here. I don't know if we have enough though, but we'll make do.
No. Well, 33, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that's young.
But yeah, if I get to do a shout out,
you get a shout out right now. Yeah.
I don't know who's all going to see this.
The world. Yeah.
Say hi to my mom, my sister who just got home from Russia last night.
Oh.
She was there for 10 years.
Okay.
Peyton, my oldest boy, Declan, my youngest boy, and of course my wife Jamie, who saved my life. I was going nowhere fast, and I met her, and now I got a family. And the only issue with having a younger wife is that sometimes my sons mistakenly call me grandpa. Otherwise, it's all good. Thanks, Elliot, for doing this.
Awesome. No worries,
and
man.
Thanks,
do it again.
Thanks to the barbershop here, Ali and everybody. And
there you go.
Awesome. Thanks.
Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, as well as Kerry from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.